Good morning and welcome. It is the fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch, and stretch we do because stretching is good for you and me. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got big stories happening, and we also have big names and important people to talk to. Agriculture, so critical to our state. So we bring in the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning. How you doing, Commish?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Quick follow-up. I received my concealed permit in the mail. Thank you for doing that quick, really quick turnaround on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're very proud of our team there in licensing to be able to turn those around so quickly and to be able to troubleshoot. And many people wouldn't know this, but, you know, when I was elected Commissioner of Agriculture 2.5 years ago, there were 35,000 backlogged concealed carry weapons permit, dating back for the last 20 years, by the way. And we have went through every one of those and cleared those out, and it's made a big difference. You can get your concealed carries now if you like them. It's not necessary anymore. As you know, we passed constitutional concealed carry, but there are many advantages to having your concealed carry license. Number one, you don't have to wait 3 days to buy a gun. That's probably the big one. But then we have reciprocity with 37 other states. And, of course, God forbid you ever have to use your weapon. If you have a concealed carry card, obviously that would show law enforcement that you've at least went through the process and had some safety training and that you have it. But, again, it's not required to have any longer. There's just some advantages to having it.
Yep, totally agree. And I want to ask you about, it seems like it disappeared from the news. And, you know, I had the heart attack and all that, so I was gone for a little bit. But this smuggling of bio or agro weapons, that was happening. They caught some Chinese nationals trying to sneak some of this stuff in. I mean, how much can you share with us on this? And is this going to be an ongoing issue that we're going to have to be concerned about?
Well, Bob, I think, well, first of all, I'm very, you're a blessed man to get over your heart attack so quickly, where we were praying for you. Number two, yes, when you know, a lot of people in our country, and by the way, this is Chinese and Russian money and other money paying to divide us, believe that those things are hoaxes, right? That China is not actually trying to go to war with the United States, not against our military, they could never win a war like that, but against agriculture, against our population, pitting each other against each other. And you wonder why such venomous attacks are going on, you know, politically. It's because there's a lot of nonprofits and there's a lot of groups receiving that type of money to come in and create disdain. But on the agriculture front, absolutely. I believe they will continue to try over time to wreck any of our industries. This is agriculture we're talking about now, but as you know, I mean, they have bugged or tapped into our utility infrastructure, our core infrastructure that we need to run our society, our electrical grids. And they've done these things preparing for a moment where they may turn some of those things off or, God forbid, you know, get some sort of a virus or fungus amongst our food that is debilitating not only to food production, but obviously the humans that eat it. So, yes, that is something we're very concerned about. It's something that not only is your state agriculture office and law enforcement in touch with and understand, but the federal government clearly. And this is something we are continuously getting better at because our technology is better. But the reality is the better our technology gets, the better the bad guys' technology gets. And so it's something we just have to stay very diligent.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I try to share the stories when they do pop up, and that's why we need to constantly be aware. Hey, I had a weird thing happen to me. I opened up a can of dog food yesterday, and it like almost blew up in my face. I mean, it scared the you know what out of both me and Betsy. It was like a bang, like a gunshot going off in my ear, but it was just a can of dog food. Now, of course, I was smart enough to throw it away right away. I didn't even bother even smelling it. But is there a mechanism or how should I report something like that so other people don't, you know, possibly get poisoned?
You could certainly post it, or you could certainly call our office through our consumer services hotline and let us know. We could put out a media alert that this type of dog food bought in this area, you know, that you had that experience. And we have a great team of, you know, that's working for consumer services. We started Operation Safe Summer. We've removed 11,000 hemp packages in the last week from various stores that are illegal in the store. They're targeting our children. We have drawn a very hard line on those things. For instance, what you had happen would fall into that category. We would go out and investigate, but we certainly would put out a consumer alert to let folks in that region know. And we would put out a statewide alert, but we'd be very specific. This was the area that we found the contamination. So that's something that's very important for us to follow up with.
Okay, I will do that. Hey, what's going on with the Cattlemen's Convention? What goes on there?
You know, that's a great question, Bob. They do it every year down in Marco Island, and they come together. They do a lot of things there. One of they raise money for the Cattlemen's Pack and to be able to support their local charities and local philanthropic efforts. But they also work on what type of research projects need to be ongoing to continue to help the beef industry thrive here in the state of Florida. And they are thriving. We've got well over 900,000 head of cattle in the state of Florida. And so they're doing a great job, but they go down and then they have classrooms for several days, depending on what your topic is. Could be anything from growing out your cattle to breeding to selling. And obviously, fresh from Florida should have a very large impact on that because this beef is grown in Florida. We want to make sure people are buying locally. But they spend, I think it's 4 days there doing that, and a little bit of R&R. They get, you know, they're right there by the water. They get to go fishing and ones that want to and things of that nature. So it's a good getaway. It's a good catch up. It's a good week to make sure that they're bringing the research projects that we're going to go forward with for the next few years and making sure that we've got a keen eye on what's going on in our beef industry. As you know, a few years ago, we banned fake meat, you know, in the state of Florida from being sold. I saw a report yesterday that Texas now has banned fake meat in Texas also. And, you know, it's something that's very important. But by working with our cattlemen, not only do we, you know, those type of ideals surface very quickly, but, again, not letting foreign enemies buy agriculture land here in the state of Florida. Those are some of the type of conventions where these ideas come from.
Okay, last question. Pick one thing out of the state budget, like the best thing for ag that's in that budget.
I think there's short-term and long-term things. I'm going to focus on the long-term thing right now today. The state budget has $250 million in it to buy easements on agriculture land under the Rural and Family Lands Act. Every time, you know, as you know, my time in the as Commissioner of Agriculture, we started at 56,000 acres 2 years ago. Today we have over 225,000 acres. So we're very proud of our accomplishment, but we have millions of acres to go. These are willing sellers. I'm very proud. When we buy those development rights, there will be no development in that property in perpetuity. I'm very proud of that, and I think it's very important for the long-term sustainability of the state of Florida and the wildlife corridor, which I championed, to make sure that we continue to protect that area.
Yeah, great stuff, very important stuff, and we always appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, take care.
You too, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts coming up, headlines of the day. What's the president up to? Yeah, he's getting along with some of the NATO folks very, very well.
Nice.
I think that's going to bode very, very well for the future. Maybe even get Putin to talk about peace.
Ooh.
It's possible.
Okay.
It's all coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's all about your mama.
What?
What's your mama say?
I listen to my mama.
It's a new segment.
Really? What's your mama say?
What's your mama say?
I like it. It can catch on.
I think so.
Yeah.
Look, there's substance to follow. Oh, wow. It's not just a tease. Not an empty tease, brother.
Not this
You know
time.
I'll deliver.
Oh, yeah.
At least this time, yeah, like you said. 921 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes got a mama.
Yeah.
Yep. Her name is Randy Mahomes. You know, she just happens to be a Trump supporter. So you probably expect a little bit of common sense from her. And, of course, she delivered. It was on a podcast, I guess, a recent podcast called Mamatize, actually, right? Mamatize. We're going to advertise and mamatize. Personally, from being a woman, she says, and a girl, and doing co-ed teams throughout my life and just having fun in sports, there is a huge difference between male and female.
What?
Really?
Well, she does biology, too.
There's a huge difference, and as a female, I just think that it's not a fair matchup. A transgender, look, I'm okay with it. I understand I love everyone. But when it comes to physical strength, and you know, just our DNA, I don't think it's fair. Maybe they could create a league that everyone's transgender could play or something, but I just think there's a difference in DNA. And women need to compete against women, men compete against men. I think that makes it fair. That's just my personal beliefs. And, you know, she just very common sense. And but, of course, she'll be ridiculed for that, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yep.
Sounds like she doesn't care, though.
Nah.
She's going to just...
She's pretty... Yeah, she's solid.
Absolutely.
What your mama say?
Well,
part two.
Wow. Mamas are talking this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's Matt Gaetz. Remember Matt Gaetz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So many things you could say.
Let me just share this with you. So he's on a plane, and he's texting. And apparently his eyes aren't that great. And so he looks at it like in very large font. Well, the lady behind him, nosy broad, she just decided to video his chat, and he was chatting with his mom, texting back and forth. And the 72-second video, she decided to go ahead and post it on TikTok. Well, it got around fairly quickly. And to be honest with you, it's kind of funny. Gaetz's mother, Vicki Gaetz, warned the ex-Florida congressman, "Don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You'll lose viewership. Your days in Congress are over, son. Let's not mess up with the media gig." Wow. Does that sound like a mom? Sounds like a mom with a boy that needs some guidance, right? Let's not mess up the media gig. In other words, she's saying, shut it. Don't go after Trump. And apparently he's got a job host of the Matt Gaetz Show. It's on One American News Network. It started back in January. The president has been a very good friend to you, son. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Here's Gaetz. I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. Mm-hmm. I've never been freer to share my views, and I'll continue to do so. I think about the people who cheered for the Iraq War because they like Bush. Those people have blood on their hands. Vicki advised her son against trying to guide the notoriously independent-minded commander-in-chief, to which Gaetz replied, "Guiding DJT always includes a private and public component. I know how to do it, Mom.
Oh, my.
Come on, I'm slick, Mama."
Yeah, look what that got him, yeah.
And then, basically, she's like reminding him that, what, do you want to go broke? Like, don't screw up the gig kind of thing. She goes, how many times do you want to hit the wall? You know, and he says, come on, Mom, I'm a married man now. I've got a son on the way, two penthouse condos, a one-to-one real estate asset-to-debt ratio, and $500,000 in my bank account. Aw. A little braggadocio to his mama.
A bit.
I'm successful, Mom. I don't need your help. He didn't say that. But trust me, he does need her help.
He does, yes.
Yeah. And he did take it all in stride, though, when the whole thing went viral. You'd think he'd really kind of snap out, because that is an invasion, you know? But he said, please let this be a reminder to everyone to call your mother and maybe get a screen protector. So
that's good.
He was kind of funny and snarky and took it really, you know, with great ease, really.
But it was tacky to be recording over his shoulder.
Yeah. And he addressed the thing about the large font. He said, my eyesight has gotten very poor in recent years. I think it was my grandpappy warned me about that long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I wear glasses.
Oh, it happens to the best of us.
It certainly does, doesn't it? All right. So that's you. Mama said. What do we call the segment?
What's your mama say? Something like that.
What's your mama say?
What's your mama say about that?
I don't know. There could be something. I think we're mining for gold here.
We're trying.
Uh-huh.
Or digging a big hole, if nothing else.
Nothing we can't get out of, right?
True.
Oh, the Hollywood celebrities are backing the guy who beat a Cuomo.
That's kind of amazing because, you know, he was kind of in that crowd, you know? Him and his brother, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Governor Andrew Cuomo, was currently running for New York City mayor, may still run. I guess this story broke before the results came out. So here's your story. Zoran Mamdani, the Democratic socialist running for mayor of New York City, supported defunding the police as Gotham City crime spiked and the NYPD's roster dwindled. He wants to institute government-run grocery stores, provide free buses, free child care, and freeze rent hikes. He's refused to recognize Israel as a Jewish state and declined to condemn the Holocaust.
So you've got a Muslim Democrat socialist giving away the store, and that's how he potentially can beat a Cuomo.
And he did.
And did.
It did beat a Cuomo.
That's amazing.
In the primary, Cuomo says, well, I might run as an independent, but that's already, that space is sort of taken up to some extent by the incumbent.
Yep.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines. We'll get you updated on the latest news and information on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day in paradise. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36, and I'm a little concerned about VP J.D. Vance.
Really?
Yeah, it's the terminology he used. Look, this guy, you know, came from the rural, toughneck, roughneck areas, you know, southern Ohio, northern Kentucky. And he had a tough upbringing, and that's all documented in the movie,
sure,
that he wrote. So I'm concerned. He's protecting the president, absolutely the right thing to do.
Right.
And he said, look, all the critics coming from every direction, critics of President Donald Trump after his massive success in ending the 12-day war between Israel and Iran, culminating with the U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, they need to just let him cook. Just let him cook. Are you familiar with the show Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's what it reminded me of.
Okay.
You know?
Right. I got you.
Just let him cook. Leave him alone.
I probably didn't mean it quite that way.
Maybe not. Hopefully not. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. He made his point. President Trump has just pulled the Middle East hat trick. Destroyed Iran's nuke program. No quagmire. Pathway to peace. Let him cook. So, yeah, I just thought the...
That's interesting, though.
A little interesting on the play words.
I like Vance a lot.
So do I.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be tough. Vance... Uh-huh. Versus DeSantis.
Yeah, but there's that charisma thing.
Yeah, Vance has an advantage
and
there,
we know that
I think.
Helps in an election. So.
But DeSantis...
He's loosened up a little bit.
He has. Yeah. He has, and I think he's getting better.
Yeah,
And maybe we'll get fortunate and we won't have to pick between the two.
Hope not.
Maybe we could get both.
Well, yeah. And I'm going, okay. It's kind of like we talked about with Trump and some other people. You got egos there.
No.
I know. Shocking. I know. News alert. Having been the VP already, Vance would be the natural for the presidency. Would DeSantis take the VP gig under a Vance?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Obviously, so, you know.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that doesn't always, so-called dream ticket or whatever doesn't always break down that way, does it?
Not always, no.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security officials report the arrest of 11 Iranian nationals, including some who are illegally present in the United States. The arrest came over the weekend when President Trump ordered the strategic bombing of 3 Iranian nuclear facilities. Officials said any of these are known or suspected terrorists. Wow. Undersecretary Noem, DHS, has identified and arrested known or suspected terrorists and violent extremists that are illegally entered in this country, came in through Biden's fraudulent parole programs or otherwise. We have been saying we are getting the worst of the worst out, and we are. We don't wait until a military operation to execute. We proactively deliver on President Trump's mandate to secure the homeland. All right. So they've made these arrests. They've picked these folks up over the, you know, but how many more could be present? We know at least, over 1,000 Iranian nationals entered the country, and that's the ones we know about. So 11 of them got arrested over the weekend. Interesting, right?
Good. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Hey, what about your girlfriend in the coonskin cap that's always running around with that Kentucky long rifle?
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Are you talking about
crazy, crazy Crockett, king of the wild
I thought you might be.
Yes, kooky as ever.
Uh-huh.
She said, yo, President, all you had to do, why don't you holler at us? You know, holla. Next time you're going to do some strikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from a well-educated woman of affluent background, mm-hmm. attended private school and university, and she's telling the president to holla at Congress.
Come on, man.
Really?
Y'all just need to give us a holla.
My goodness.
Yep.
So embarrassing.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crazy Crockett said President Donald Trump should have hollered at Congress before striking Iran over the weekend, telling her followers there's nothing the administration could say to convince her that taking out the Middle Eastern country's nuclear sites was necessary. Really?
Really? She's not too smart, is she?
Well, no, you're especially not smart when you say there's nothing the administration could say. They're on the brink of a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
They already said they would use it. They want to obliterate Israel and the U.S. And by the way, other countries. We always use those two as an example.
Death to America, death to Israel, but they're a threat.
Oh, yes.
To others.
To everybody who's not Iran.
So as a duly elected, how sadly that is, representative of the people of America, that's not important to you? Really?
Yep.
Wow.
She said, I go back in on Monday. You could have hollered at us on Monday if you truly felt like there was something like, you know, nothing they'll say they'll make me believe that action is needed. But, you know, when an aide asked her how the Senate could make them accountable for what they're doing, Crockett replied, the systems have broken down. Because people have legitimately decided that they would rather serve him than serve the people that put them into office.
Wow.
Serve him.
Says the woman who is not serving the people who put her in office by not caring what the administration would say.
Right.
She's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Holla.
I'll tell you what. She says things.
Oh, she does.
That get her coverage.
But
talk about her.
Has it helped her politically?
Maybe the true benefits are yet to be seen, but I would say so far, not so much. Yeah. Zelensky might be hanging out at their NATO meeting. I haven't seen any live stuff, but there's a good chance that he's there. Like the puppy dog outside. Can I come in? Can I come in? No, boy. I told you not to go swimming in the lake. You're all filthy and dirty now, full of sand.
Wait in the truck.
Could be a little, could be a small page out of my life, but yeah. So I shouldn't refer to him as a dog. Maybe that's not fair, but he wants in. You know, he is like the doggy pounding. You know, mm-hmm. putting a snout against the door. He wants in.
Oh yeah,
but you can't let him into NATO while there's still a war between him and Russia going on.
Are we forgetting what the excuse was for starting this whole invasion?
Putin did not want Ukraine to become part of NATO.
So that would not be a really good time when you're trying to get some peace to go, hey, can we come in? That'd be really bad timing.
Maybe it's just, I'm here to irritate, and maybe they'll just give me a bunch of money and weapons and tell me to go away.
Well, it worked under the last administration, except for the go-away part. Insane.
You can only try.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, I know what I wanted to share with everybody. Five Guys has a special deal going on today. This is one location, 2701 Southwest College Road in Ocala. So at dinner time, if you would like, you know, Five Guys, they will donate 20% of the purchase price. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. this evening. This is it, okay?
Right.
And all the proceeds at 20% will go to Ocala Blue Star Mothers that support military service members and veteran population, families of the fallen. They promote patriotism while supporting one another. For more information, you can go to OcalaBlueStarMothers.org. But this is at the location that's in Gateway Plaza on College Road, that Five Guys. And thanks to them for doing that, and thanks to everybody who stops by and makes nice. A few purchases, and it all goes to a good cause. So,
I like that. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
a win-win, we like to say.
Oh, yeah.
All the way around, and we will take it. All right. What else is going on? Oh, Tuesday, MSNBC, the weeknight, Joaquin Castro, the congressman from Texas who's a Democrat, accused President Trump of lying about the amount of damage done in Iran as a result of the U.S. military strikes. Castro said, first, let's consider the context of how we got here. We had an agreement with Iran to contain their nuclear weapons program. That agreement was put into place during President Obama's presidency. When Donald Trump became president, he took us out of that agreement. Look, I can cut this off at the pass. The agreement was voided by Iran and their failure to follow any guidelines or benchmarks contained within the program. That was the problem. They busted their side of the agreement first. It just wasn't acknowledged by the Biden administration. In other words, it wasn't being really policed by them because apparently they didn't really care. I'm sorry, this goes back to Obama administration. But again, Trump, when he first got in there, he recognized that they hadn't been following the rules.
Yep.
They're not, and they're not going to. I think we can all agree on that now, right? So this congressman, you know, comes out and says, you know, Trump lied about the amount of damage. Well, Ed, how is that information relevant and or beneficial in any way? What is it? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to lend some level of inspiration and comfort to our enemy?
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he's doing? Yeah. Trump's lying. It didn't do that much damage. Yeah. I got friends in Iran. Yeah?
It's amazing.
Government or military people? Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I bet you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this report that came out was leaked. Those kind of leaks, they need to be followed up on, and you need to catch these people and punish them severely.
Yeah.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your turn next. We need upbeat, positive thoughts that you'll share with us. We call them Things That Make You Smile. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is 9:53. It is time
for things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call now, 877-975-9825. You know what makes me smile, Greg?
Well, you got a lot to smile about, but what's that?
You.
Really?
Yeah, man, I missed you, brother. I really did.
Thank you.
And I'm glad the team is back together.
Yes. Well, I had a great time up in the mountains of North Carolina. It was beautiful, and even though it was warm, you're up there and you don't have the humidity kind of up in those trees, out in the woods, and it was absolutely gorgeous, and it was kind of nice doing nothing. Nothing on the agenda, no schedule. I mean, and that's not our normal, you know, our normal
lives. Especially you.
Oh, it's a busy one, yeah. So it was nice, and that makes me smile.
Yeah, look, we made great progress, even though for me it was only a couple of minutes, an hour, really, working on the deck by the pool. Really, Betsy put in, you know, a lot of work in it.
And some people will do to not have to work on the deck.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or even or work without you being here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, Greg's going on vacation. I want a vacation, too. I hurt, Mom. My belly hurts.
I told the bosses, I said, this is all the stress brought on by having to work with Nick and Doug. That's all it was.
Yeah.
You know, come on. They can't do that. Anyway,
so we're back.
Yes.
And smiling. We're both feeling good, and we're pumped up, and we're just going to keep on rolling. Let's go to talk to Jeff. Good morning. What's making you smile?
I had a cat that died a long time ago, but before he died, he was laying on the floor, and he was flopping his tail on the floor and lifting it up and flopping his tail, and he had a big bushy tail, and it was right next to a tackle box, and he laid that tail down, and he picked up a bass lure with about 3 treble hooks on it, and it caught his tail, and some stuff got broke in the house, and when he finally calmed down, I cut that lure out of his tail, and now it's about 10 years later, I just found the bass lure in that tuft of hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That makes me smile.
Yeah.
That's a good story. Hey, coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Controversial unhealthy food can actually prevent heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Well, for years, wellness influencers and nutrition gurus, they've waged war on common cooking oil, treating it like a toxic product, right? But a new study presented at this year's meeting for the American Society of Nutrition, the findings suggest that people with high levels of linoleic acid actually have a lower risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes, thanks to reduced inflammation. Well, without going much further, I got to tell you, the whole deal is finding out, I wonder who funded that study. And then I think you'll find your smoking gun. That's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. See ya.